Stark decision dictating on Arthur Douglas Black. Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, Black, B-L-A-C-K. Date of birth, 7/8/1950. Date of visit is 3/4/15/24. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 73-year-old male who has a prior history of hypertension. Was admitted to Halifax Hospital in December 23 following a bike accident. Period. The patient apparently had a blackout spell, resulting in him falling off his bike and suffered a head injury, and was taken to Halifax Hospital where he underwent several investigations. Also had a chest x-ray which showed no acute lung infiltrate. Period. The patient was released after 4 days. He also had a complete cardiac evaluation which was negative, except that he had severe bradycardia noted on Holter monitoring, and was advised to get further evaluation for possible for a possible sleep disorder. Period. The patient has gained weight, and he still exercises regularly, and denies any daytime sleepiness. Next paragraph, past history has included history of hypertension, history of prostatic enlargement, and he has had the optical lens replaced. No history of chronic lung disease. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, the patient does not smoke, no alcohol use, works in event management. Next paragraph, family history. Both parents were diabetic and hypertensive. Next paragraph, med list included HCTZ 25 milligrams daily, finasteride 5 milligrams daily, olmesartan 20 milligrams daily, tadalafil 5 milligrams daily, and tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, allergies none listed. Next, system review, the patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. There's no vertigo and no hoarseness. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. Denies wheezing, cough, or shortness of breath. No abdominal pains, diarrhea, or constipation. He has arm pain, denies any chest pains, no leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising, and he has joint pains and muscle stiffness. No headaches, seizures, or memory loss. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no clubbing cyanosis, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse 84, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 186, saturation 98. HEND, anophthalmic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. All lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with clear lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular, asthma, no murmur, the abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities revealed no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is history of syncopal episode and head injury. Number 3 is history of hypertension. And number 4 is benign prostatic hypertrophy. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to go for a polysomnographic study and also a copy of his recent lab work will be requested. He will continue with his exercise program and try to lose some weight. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation copy for Dr. Sanford Kinney, K-I-N-N-E. D.O. Sanford Kinney D.O. Thank you.